On your way up and out, you got snagged on a branch and became inveigled in a confusion of cherry blossom, tugging against the world like a kite that seeks surrender to the wind. Like Ariel on the island, with Prospero long gone, trembling fitfully from one dream to another, tremulous as an eyelash, you were ready to evaporate till you got lost in that pink froth you thought you'd scoured your palate of. But just sufficiently snared by the world as to alter minutely the angle of that shadow that falls across the door of the old barn and unlatches the gates, starts and opens, clocks and locks, and kicks away the chocks from under the front wheels to let the big old truck slowly lumber out across the dusty farmyard, through the chicken wire, down the dirt track, and out across the highway, gaining speed. The next thing you know, you're locked in the fast lane with a heavy commitment to keep it all going. If you check the rearview mirror now, you may notice that you have somehow developed a complicated history since the last hairpin bend. Family trees and situations are sprouting out all over you. Don't panic at this stage. Keep your eyes on the road. After a while, you'll see it gets easy. But by that time, of course, you'll need a lot more gear. I'd advise muscles for the hillsides and money for the bank clerk. Now, if you keep all this up, you'll soon get enough weight to bear down upon the world like an avalanche. You may even get an invitation to step down and join up in the United Nations. And that's all for later. Just now, you're doing fine. And anyway, pretty soon, you won't have the time to remember how it was that you got here.